You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News
on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM
and 1160 AM.
Good evening, 6:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here. It's 55 degrees, KSL's top story. Parents dropping their kids off at Emerson Elementary in Salt Lake were met with a crowd this morning. Parents and students were out protesting how their school district's implementing Utah's new controversial bathroom law.
Dozens of people stood on the corner of Liberty Heights Fresh, waving transgender pride flags and holding signs saying honk for equality. This was planned in response to the Salt Lake City School District planning to show every student slideshows about the new law requiring people to use the bathroom aligning with the gender on their birth certificate.
Tell me where there's an instance of this having created a actual problem in the schools up till now.
One parent, Allison, tells me she thinks there was no need to explain the law to young kids in the first place, saying many of them
have no idea what these things mean, why they're being presented.
The district says the new law requires them to inform each student about it and that they felt this was the best way since they don't know every student who could potentially be impacted. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
The law's original sponsor, Representative Kira Berkland, says she doesn't think a slideshow is the best way to inform students about the law. Instead, she says it should be dealt with one-on-one.
When there's a student who doesn't want to use a bathroom that corresponds with their sex, they would go, or their parents would go, and talk to the school. It's the school's job then to talk to that student and inform that student and that student's parents or guardians.
She says it's then up to the parents and teachers to put forth a plan that will help the child use the bathroom that corresponds with their gender or a single-occupancy bathroom. KSL News Time 6:32. Our top national story this hour, the NYPD is explaining why a police officer fired a gun while trying to clear protesters at Columbia University this week.
NYPD officers entering Columbia's Hamilton Hall through a window Tuesday evening, working to secure the building when Assistant Chief Carlos Valdez says an officer accidentally discharged his firearm while trying to gain access to an office.
At no time were any police officers, members of the public, or any protesters in danger. This was purely unintentional.
The NYPD averages about 8 accidental discharges a year. Dave Packer, ABC News, New York.
Officials in Connecticut are working hard into the night, tearing down an overpass above a major interstate. This comes after a car sideswiped a tanker truck yesterday. It sent flaming fuel unfurling along I-95. Governor Ned Lamont says the bridge is going to be fully removed soon.
We declared our emergency declaration yesterday. Hopefully that puts us in the front of the line, make sure we get the federal support we need.
They're working quickly. Lamont says workers are on track to open the road by Monday. The Provo City Half Marathon is this weekend. Because of that, University Avenue from 300 South and 200 North closes up at 7 o'clock in half an hour. It's going to stay closed till 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Then at 7 tomorrow morning, the outside northbound lane of University Avenue will close for the race from 300 South to the mouth of Provo Canyon. A Draper family was inspired to host a blood drive today. It honors their one-year-old son's fight against cancer. KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera has details.
Their son, Onyx Onodera, has had multiple blood transfusions to kick off his two-year-long battle with cancer. That's what sparked the idea to hold a blood drive at the Ivy in Draper today to benefit others who need life-saving blood in their time of need. Even though Onyx and his parents are unable to attend as he continues his fight at Primary Children's Hospital, his aunt and the Red Cross will collect donations until late this evening. The Onoderas want to express their gratitude to the donors who made those transfusions possible and hope their one-year-old's fight will inspire others to donate.
If you weren't able to make the drive today, you can make an appointment to donate at redcrossblood.org. The body of a man missing for 5 years has been found in Box Elder County. The Box Elder Sheriff's Office says a medical examiner has ID'd the remains as Matthew J. Broncho, who went missing in the remote Hansel Mountains near Snowville, way back in March of 2019. After a successful season, UTA says it wants to bring back the ski bus. But as KSL News Radio's Tammy Kikuchi says, it's not confirmed.
UTA spokesman Carl Arkey says they are exploring the need for more service on an as-needed basis. But there is no written proposal, nor has there been any contact with potential vendors. The bus company does work with third-party vendors for paratransit and the Salt Lake to Park City connection.
UTA is still trying to regain the level of service it provided before the pandemic. KSL News Time, 6:35.